This is the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report with your host, Kyle Lawson, on ESPN Radio. Now, here's your host, Kyle Lawson.
Welcome in, Hilton Head sports fans, to another episode of the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report right here on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head 104.3, 1400 AM, and on Hilton Head Island at 92.7 FM. I'm your host, Kyle Lawson, welcoming you to another edition of the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report, where we talk all things sports from Hilton Head and the surrounding Lowcountry area. It's playoff time for both public and private schools here in South Carolina, and we've got some big matchups that took place last Friday. We're going to break those all down for you on tonight's show and get you ready for the second round matchups coming up this Friday and Saturday night. Before we get things started, the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report is brought to you, as always, by our good friends at OC Welch and OC Welch's family of dealerships. Stop in and see OC today or visit him at ocwelch.com. Going to get things started on this edition of the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report. We're going to start out in SCISA play at several big matchups at all levels. We're going to go over and talk about Buford Academy as they look to move on to the eight-man title in SCISA play. Buford Academy, as you know, they are under their first year under Mark Clifford, and based on his past reputation in the state, he was planning on building a winning program, but this may have been a little bit more than he expected. Last Friday, against Jefferson Davis Academy, the Eagles took this next step of heading to the championship game, and they did so with a big 40-30 win, as I said, against Jefferson Davis Academy, bringing their record to 9-2 overall. With that victory, they will face perennial powerhouse in eight-man division, and that is Andrew Jackson Academy, and that game will be taking place next Friday. They'll be playing at Calhoun Academy in St. Matthews. A couple of big highlights. Eagle quarterback Dawson Coleman had a huge night with 152 rushing yards, three touchdowns, and he also went 4 of 6 in the air for 70 yards and a passing touchdown. Deshaun Epps added 92 yards and a touchdown on the ground and also caught a big touchdown pass late in the game. Ed McCormick led the way for the Eagle defense with a total of 11 tackles. He also had a forced fumble and he recovered a punt return. He also added two-point conversions. So the Eagles have got the rematch they're looking for with Andrew Jackson, again, eight-man powerhouse in the state of South Carolina, and they're looking to avenge their most recent loss, which came at the hands of the Confederates, which was 42-28 back on October 5th. And as you may know, Andrew Jackson has won 48 consecutive games dating back to 2014, and they have won three state consecutive titles. So got some big shoes to fill for the Buford Academy Eagles, but Mark Clifford and his boys are going to be up for the test. Best of luck to the Eagles, and congratulations on their big state semifinal victory over Jefferson Davis Academy. Again, final score, Buford Academy Eagles 40 over Jefferson Davis Academy 30. And again, they will be facing Andrew Jackson Academy in the SCISA eight-man championship game this Friday, Calhoun Academy in St. Matthews. If you're just joining us, you are listening to the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report right here on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head 104.3, 1400 AM, and on Hilton Head Island at 92.7 FM. I'm your host, Kyle Lawson, recapping SCISA playoff action. We started off talking about Buford Academy, and now we are going to head a few steps up to Class 1A in SCISA play. Also, before I go any further, show is always brought to you by our good friends at OC Welch and OC Welch's family of dealerships. Go see OC today or visit him at ocwelch.com. Thomas Hayward Academy looking to go back to the championship and a big rematch against PD Academy, and with a big 52-30 victory over Carolina Academy last Friday, they are going to get that chance in Class 1A next week. The Rebels and the Eagles will meet for the title as a 3:30 p.m. start coming up next Saturday at Benedict College, and that will be in Columbia. Jake Masters led the way for Thomas Hayward Academy as he threw for three touchdown passes and added another two on the ground to give Thomas Hayward a powerful lead. Bobby Payne also caught a touchdown pass and added another one on the ground. Joe Gibson also caught two long touchdown passes. Trey Pusch's big kickoff return for a touchdown gave the Rebels the lead for good late in the game, and Thomas Hayward's defense managed to record a safety. Thomas Hayward Academy and PD Academy were supposed to meet during the regular season, but it was canceled due to Hurricane Florence. The Eagles have knocked the Rebels out of the playoffs each of the past 2 years, and this is going to be a big one for the Rebels as they want to get this on the biggest stage in the state for their division. And the Rebels are also going to play in their first state championship game for the first time since 2012 and looking for an elusive state title for the first time since 1981. Best of luck to Thomas Hayward Academy and the rest of the Rebels. Again, final score, Thomas Hayward Academy 52, home win over Carolina Academy, earning them a trip back to the SCISA Class 1A Championship coming up this Saturday. Again, 3:30 start against PD Academy at Benedict College in Columbia. Going to stay with SCISA play as we get ready to head into our first break. And later in the show, we will get a chance to talk some public schools, some big doings with May River, Whale Branch, and also the Bluffton Bobcats, who all had matchups last Friday night. So let's go ahead and take our first commercial break of the evening here on the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report. I'm your host, Kyle Lawson. Of course, the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report brought to you by our good friends at OC Welch and his family of dealerships. Go see OC today or visit him at ocwelch.com. You are listening to ESPN's Savannah Hilton Head, 104.3, 1400 AM, and on Hilton Head Island at 92.7 FM. Stick around. We'll have more Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report coming up.
Now, back to the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
Welcome back to the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report right here on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head 104.3, 1400 AM, and on Hilton Head Island at 92.7 FM. I am your host, Kyle Lawson, welcoming you back to the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report. We cover all things sports for Hilton Head Island and the surrounding areas of the Lowcountry of South Carolina. Talking preps football, started off breaking down eight-man and Class 1A matchups coming up here for this Friday as they march toward the state championships for the respective divisions in SCISA play. Going to get to that and get right back to the action. Big matchup for John Paul II. Before we do that, I'd like to remind you that the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report is brought to you by our good friends at OC Welch and his family of dealerships. Go see OC today or visit him at ocwelch.com. Getting back to it, John Paul II, we're looking to advance to the Class 2A championship game in only their third season playing 11-man football. And they are going to do just that with a commanding 49-6 rout of visiting Robert E. Lee Academy last Friday night. And that trip for the Golden Warriors will put them against Florence Christian for the state championship, and this will be coming up this Saturday noon at Benedict College in Columbia. The Golden Warriors finished the season with a record of 7-4. Highlights in this one, Rashad Batiste was back to his old ways as he was the X factor once again for the Golden Warriors, returned an interception for 67 yards for a touchdown in the first quarter. Blocked a punt, returned it for a score in the second quarter. He also caught a 22-yard touchdown pass from Sam Suma in the third quarter. Zach Doe got things started for JP2 with a 30-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. Batiste pick six made it 14-0. His block punt made it 21-0 at halftime, and his touchdown reception pushed it to 28-0. Robert E. Lee Academy added 6 points in the fourth quarter. The Golden Warriors finally broke it open in the fourth quarter as Suma scored a 7-yard TD run. Freddie Aiken also chipped in with a 14-yard touchdown run. Jordan Sims with the big play, a 72-yard touchdown run. Before, as I said, the Cavaliers added 6 points late, missing the extra point to avoid the shutout. So Pretty big accomplishment for the Golden Warriors. Again, just their third season playing 11-man football, and they are headed to the Class 2A championship game. Again, they will face off against Florence Christian at Benedict College in Columbia. If you are just joining us, you are listening to the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report right here on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head 104.3, 1400 AM, and on Hilton Head Island at 92.7 FM. And we are recapping the SCISA highlights as we've gone through 8-man, Class 1A and Class 2A and Class 3A as several big wins for local Hilton Head and Lowcountry programs, and a couple of appearances for some first-timers making their way to the state championship in private SCISA play. The Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report is brought to you, as always, each week by our good friends and sponsors at O.C. Welch and his family of dealerships. Go see O.C. today for the O.C. difference, or visit him at ocwelch.com. Recapped a couple of big matchups, as I said before, in SCISA play. But don't worry, public schools, we haven't forgot about you. A lot of big matchups. Again, some with the high-flying May River Sharks. We're going to break that down. But first, let's head over to Whale Branch. And there was a big matchup in Class 2A as they took on Oceanside Collegiate Prep. Big one for Whale Branch. The Warriors rushed for more than 300 yards and put together a big first half and managed to hang on as Oceanside Collegiate made it close, but they held on for a triumphant 30-28 victory in the first round of the Class 2A playoffs last Friday. They ran into a big 24-0 lead, led by C.J. Brown's touchdown to Trevon Hip. Also scoring runs were added by Irvin Mulligan and Brown. And the first of Henry Tome's three field goals. Landsharks got on the board with a touchdown pass just before halftime to pull within 24-7. And we're looking for a big second half comeback. Another big touchdown pushed OCA to 24-14 early in the third. And after Tome added another field goal to give the Warriors a little bit of breathing room, they connected for another touchdown to make it 27-21. Tome's third field goal made it a two-score game, and that proved to be the difference. Three big field goals for Henry Tome. The Landsharks threw another touchdown, but came up just short. Big win for Whale Branch, and they run the record to 7-4, and they will head to Carver's Bay for a second-round game on the road coming up this Friday night. And as always, the stats for the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report are brought to you by our good friends at Loco Sports. Go see locosports.com, one of the best websites for Hilton Head and Lowcountry sports. Justin Jarrett does a fine job maintaining and writing a lot of these great articles, and we're greatly indebted here at the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report for all the work he does. Moving along here, Buford High, big game. It was a wet one last Friday as they took on Brookland Case, and unfortunately it ended in the wee hours of the morning. The Eagles had to wait out a 2-hour lightning delay before they fell 31-30 to Brookland Case in the first round of the Class 4A playoffs. Tough loss for Buford High. Broke down a little something like this. Jeffrey Smythe opened the scoring with a 6-yard touchdown run, but the Bearcats answered right back to tie things up, and they pulled ahead with a 13-7 lead early in the second quarter. Tyler Haley had an 8-yard touchdown pass to William Winburn to give the Eagles a 14-3 lead with 7:04 left in the half. Brookland Case came right back with a touchdown to regain the lead. Peyton Langford tried to keep things going with a 33-yard field goal that pulled Buford within 2 points at halftime. Haley broke a 75-yard touchdown run early in the third quarter to give the Eagles the lead again. Again, this game had 7 lead changes, but the Bearcats kept answering right back. They took a 25-24 victory with 4:05 left in the third. Haley's second touchdown of the night put Buford back ahead again 30-25 with 11 minutes, 28 seconds left in the fourth quarter. But Brookland Case answered with just over a minute left for a 30-30 31-30 lead. Eagles had the ball when lightning in the area forced a delay with 3 minutes and 10 seconds left. After that two-hour break, a little bit of rush showing, Buford fumbles. Brooklyn Case was able to run out the clock. So tough loss and a tough season ender for the Buford Academy Eagles, but congratulations to them on another playoff appearance and overall a good season. They finished the year 5-6 overall. Going to go ahead and take our second commercial break of the evening. And when we come back, we're going to go ahead and finish up talking Preps football for the night. Also have some high school tennis scores to go over, state championships with some Hilton Head area participants. I'm your host, Kyle Lawson. Stick around. You are listening to ESPN Savannah Hilton Head 104.3, 1400 AM, Hilton Head Island 92.7 FM.
Back to Kyle Lawson and the ESPN Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report right here on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head 104.3, 1400 AM, and on Hilton Head Island at 92.7 FM. I'm your host, Kyle Lawson. Welcome you back to the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report, where we cover all things sports from Hilton Head and the surrounding areas. As always, the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report would not be possible without our good friends at O.C. Welch and his family of dealerships. Go see O.C. today or visit him at ocwelch.com. Staying with public school highlights from Preps football as we get to the second round of the playoffs and in some cases the championship round. In this case, we're going to head over to May River. May River, the Sharks have been undefeated all season, 10-0 coming into this game, and they roll into the second round of the playoffs as they cruise with a big 3A playoff victory, 41-12 over Lake City last Friday. Ahmad Green and Brandon Morales each had three scoring touchdowns, and the Sharks, who led 41-0 at halftime. Terry Fields also had three first-half interceptions for May River. The Sharks continue to roll, and they will host Gilbert High School in the second round next Friday. The Indians are coming off a big victory against Georgetown High, 33-7 in their first-round matchup. So another big one as the Sharks look to remain undefeated and continue their march towards a championship. The Bluffton Bobcats were hoping to earn a berth in the second round of the Class 4A playoffs, but it was a tough game from start to finish as they struggled to execute from both sides of the ball and ended up losing to Wilson High 28-3, and that is a season ender in the first round. Entered the game 5-4, ultimately finished the year at 5-5. They struggled from the start. Botch punt snap on their first possession of the game gave the Tigers control at the 21-yard line. 21-yard Yavin Smith touchdown on Wilson's second offensive play, and they pretty much took off from there. Evan Hayes drilled a 47-yard field goal to get the Bobcats on the board in the final minute of the first quarter, and that was the lone score for Bluffton. They managed to drive into the red zone three times, fumbled on the 2-yard line, and were also stopped on two fourth quarter attempts inside the 15. Plenty of drop passes to go around and just a lot of confusion and missed assignments. And the Tigers of Wilson High were able to take advantage. Yavin Smith and quarterback Zayshon Rice each had a rushing touchdown. Rice also threw for a pair of touchdown passes to Antoine Smith as the Wilson Tigers will move on for the second round of the playoffs. So tough way to end things for the Bluffton Bobcats. Again, they finished the year 5-5 overall. So that'll end things for the Preps highlights. Again, if you are looking for any of the start times or locations or any other great upcoming reads for the high school playoffs, whether it be in SCISA play or in the public school level, again, go to locosports.com. Justin Jarrett does a fine job there. He's already got his primer up for the second round of the public school playoffs and the SCISA state championship playoffs. Make sure to go ahead and check that out if you have a chance. If you'd like to connect with the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report or get in touch with me directly, Kyle Lawson, you can always reach me on Twitter. Just visit me at KyleLawson82 on Twitter. Any questions, I'd love to bring up any questions you might have in any upcoming shows, anything you'd like to see to enhance this show. And again, this show would not be possible without our good friends at O.C. Welch and O.C. Welch's family of dealerships. Go see O.C. today for the O.C. Advantage or visit ocwelch.com. You've been listening to the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report right here on ESPN Savannah, Hilton Head 104.3, 1400 AM, and on Hilton Head Island at 92.7 FM. A couple of high school tennis highlights of note. The Hilton Head High girls tennis team will have to settle for runner-up finish on Saturday as they lost 5-1 to AC Flora in the Class 4A championship match, and that was held at the Lexington County Tennis Center. Still an impressive performance for the Lady Seahawks. The Seahawks' only win came from Emily Rucknow, who won her set after dropping the first set in a win in number one singles. The Falcons won the other four singles courts and claimed doubles to clinch the victory. Overall, impressive season for the Lady Seahawks as they finished up with a 12-4 record. So wanted to give congratulations to them. It's a big accomplishment, and hopefully they'll be back at it, hoping to get that Class 4A championship next season. So best of luck and congratulations to the Hilton Head High girls tennis team. I'm your host, Kyle Lawson, and we are up against it again tonight. And we want to go ahead and thank all of our good friends at LocoSports.com for all the stats and information. And our good friends at OC Welch, as always, they always do a great job being the great sponsors of the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report. Tune in next week. We'll have some championship highlights here for you on the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report. Again, reach out to me, KyleLawson82 on Twitter, if you have any questions or anything you would like to see on upcoming shows. You have been listening to ESPN Savannah Hilton Head, 104.3, 1400 AM, and on Hilton Head Island, as always, 92.7 FM. Thanks again, have a great night, and we will be back again next week with another episode of the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report.
You've been listening to the Hilton Head Weekly Sports Report. Tune in next week, right here on ESPN Radio.